Where is that go button? Maybe it's in here. Let's see. Nope, not there. Nope. Come on, where are you? Nope. Maybe this one. Wait, there it is! No, I will not crank your knob, Mike.
Oh, come on, man. It's the third knob over.
Ew.
Third knob over?
On the volume thing, man. My headphone is the third knob over. What are you? You guys are sick, man.
Yeah, we're
thinking
sick.
I was talking about
so
rubbing
much.
My knobs and shit.
Knobs, plural. There it is again. Who has more than one knob except for Creepy Boy over here?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what knobs refer to. Are knobs tits? Because I got two knobs if they're tits.
When have you ever heard knobs as tits?
Yeah.
When have you ever heard knobs as tits?
Never.
Never. Nice do-rag.
A knob is a knob. This is my, I didn't take a shower this morning because I went to bed late last night, do-rag. Okay?
Kind of look like a hippie.
Maybe I'm just
not a bad
black
thing.
And
a
you don't
not
know
a bad
it.
Thing.
You know that she's not into that. Being
everybody's
the hippie,
so defensive
she's all,
tonight.
She's all pissed off.
I hate hippies. And I didn't take a shower this morning because...
She's totally Eric Cartman.
I'm
man,
dying.
Looks like you guys got some hippie infestations here.
I'd rather stay in bed sometimes than get up and take a shower. And I don't smell naturally, so it's just my hair that creates
everyone
an issue.
Everyone smells naturally.
Okay, I smell, but I don't have a, like overabundance of smell that I have to wash off once a day.
This guy over here has...
I'm good.
More than enough for both
yeah,
of us, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's okay. I took my shower, so.
Yeah. And we're all happy for you. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So, in case everyone hasn't been able to figure out what's going on here, we're back. Hey, yeah, we're back doing the Matt, Mike, and Kristen show.
We never really left, dude.
Well.
We just didn't record for a couple days.
You're ruining it for me.
Oh, my bad.
Shut up.
My bad. We're back.
This was my triumphant return.
Wow.
So,
what?
Triumphant.
So,
hence
yes.
the singing.
Yes, triumphant, hence the singing.
Why
and
is
I
it
need
triumphant?
A fanfare with trumpets and then some drums coming in. And I think I warrant that. I don't know about you.
No, I don't
for
agree.
For you getting back on the microphone?
Yes.
No, don't think so.
Oh, come on, dude. You, I'm the one who, I do the George Carlin waiting for the elevator. You hit the button. And then you watch the numbers.
Well, yeah, but that's not the same. That's not the same.
Wait
George
for
Carlin.
It, wait for it. Here comes our floor.
Yeah, but George Carlin doesn't have trumpets and fanfares as he enters a room. He knows better than that.
I think I deserve it. So anyway, over the break, Mike, you took a trip down to
San Diego,
which
is German for a whale's vagina, I was told while I was down there.
Who told you that, a bum?
No, it's actually a movie quote.
yeah. It was a bad movie.
That was a good movie.
Actually, it was a hilarious movie.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is coming from a biased
You
point
don't
of view.
Like Will Ferrell, so...
I don't.
So, of course, it's...
Because you're a
be
communist. I hate communists, too. Hippies and communists.
Hippies and communists. And yeah. They're two, like, totally radical different things, too. It's not...
Not really.
Not really.
Well, but, okay, ends of the spectrum. Same thing, ends of the spectrum. Right?
Well, not so much. I mean, communists are...
Come on, communists are a little bit more... regimented, right? They've got routine.
Okay, from that
like
perspective,
sheep that are just wandering. It seems
I suppose
like
it depends
me.
On if we're if we're talking about communism on paper or communism that has actually been executed in the past, i.e., the Soviet Union.
Yeah,
or
it is regimented,
China.
but the ideal of communism is not necessarily. I mean.
I didn't say anything about
listen
ideas.
Listen to the anti-commie over here telling us about the communist ideal. I think she's a closet red, if you ask me.
I'm a closet hippie.
You're just in the closet, period.
I wasn't. Never
mind. Okay, so anyway.
I don't want to help anybody who can't help themselves. I'll make that stance right now.
Take the stance.
Yeah.
Come on, do
go.
It.
I just did.
Oh. Here I am waiting for her to take the stance.
No, she just said, yeah.
Do her thing. I mean physically.
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, if she physically stood up, we couldn't hear her.
This is my side note. Unless you're mentally disabled, a child, or a crip.
Born crip or crip
what about
doesn't
what about
matter in this case.
What,
yeah.
What about the Bloods? Not down with the Bloods, huh?
No, the Bloods. I
you got nothing.
I got nothing.
She's wearing the do-rag and she can't.
Oh,
walk
really?
The walk.
What are my gang colors? Pink, orange,
paisley.
And black. Yeah, paisley.
I'm seeing burgundy,
okay.
Orange.
So anyway, tell us about your trip to Whale Vagina.
Oh no! I wasn't going to necessarily tell you about the trip. It's just on the way down, I happened to drive up next to a minivan, and so naturally, I kind of, you know, get defensive, get my foot ready for the brake. I don't know if they're going to be doing any erratic movements.
For those
or anything,
of
you
who are just tuning in, and this might be the first episode you're listening to, Mike and I have a very staunch stance. That was alliteration, Mike.
Thank you.
Against minivans, and I will refer you to a previous episode about that, and I'm getting the glare from Kristen right now, who just doesn't get it, but that's fine. I can't expect
you
everyone
will.
To get the subtle complexities
okay,
of,
okay.
of this
no, hold
problem.
On. Let me continue my story.
I'm sorry.
Help.
Let's not get sidetracked. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
I drive up next to this minivan, and so actually, it pulled up next to me because I'm
Did
pulling
it have
my trailer.
Wood paneling?
No. Regular minivan.
Okay. I'm
no.
sorry.
And
why
don't
you
pulls
let him finish
up,
the story?
And I look to my left. And the passenger kind of like looks over at me, no big deal. And I'm like, all right, cool. And it keeps on going. And then I look over to see the next passenger. And it's not really quite the type of passenger that I had imagined it would be.
What was it, a fat lady?
No, it
was
it
more. A
it was really hairy. Really hairy. And it had a muzzle.
You weren't riding in the minivan, were you?
No.
Okay,
no
you weren't
no,
seeing
no,
yourself?
No, it wasn't a reflection. Hairy? And then I saw that there were two. In the back. And I'm going, what? And I'm kind of like flipping out. I mean.
Harry with a muzzle?
Yeah. And so.
Like dogs?
And like, okay, it's kind of night. I've been driving. This is like, what, hour 9 over or something?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm in my 9th hour of driving, a little delirious. And so I'm like, I must have just seen shit. Like, and then I get, and then they pass me fully, completely. And I see that their license plate says Llama Poo. Llamapu.
You've
got
to be shitting.
They've
me.
Got two llamas
no.
sitting in the back of their minivan.
No.
All muzzled up. And they just pulled. I have no idea. But they just looked at me like, hey, what's up? Like, nothing big. Just taking our llamas out for a drive.
What?
There were seriously two llamas
there
in the back
of
a minivan.
They had taken out the rear seat or maybe both of the rear seats. And these llamas were fucking just. Sitting in the back of the van.
That's allowed?
That's no,
I don't know.
Can you
I'm pretty
transport
sure that's illegal.
Llamas like that? I mean, seriously, I would think that there'd be something against
I don't
that.
Know, yeah. But
I mean,
well,
maybe
it looks
not
like they do it all the time because
rule set in stone because
yeah.
I mean
how would you
can't
like
get
to,
that specific.
How would you like to be the cop that pulls this minivan over for speeding? Because you know
yeah.
on the straightaways they were.
I speed on the straightaways and I drive a station wagon.
No,
see, you're a bad person.
The minivan. No, the minivans
What's
aren't.
What's wrong with speeding on the straightaways?
No.
You never speed
whoa,
in your life ever.
Whoa, whoa.
I can't. I drive a whoa. Van. Remember?
Yeah, I know. Well, that seems like a personal problem.
All right,
sorry,
go,
I get
Mike.
Worked up over here. No,
go.
Minivans aren't the ones that are doing the excessive speeds. They're the ones that are doing the 50 and 55 in the fast lane and not moving over for those doing the excessive speeds.
I know a lot of non-minivans that do that. I've seen a lot of non-minivans that do that.
You see a lot of non-minivans?
That drive slow in the fast lane.
Yeah,
and
I'm not
don't
saying that minivans are the only ones that do
we're
it. I'm
not,
just saying that
we're not
that
claiming exclusivity here.
Yeah.
We're
just saying that
out.
Most minivans are assholes, and that you know if they happen to be driving in the fast lane, they won't pull over.
You guys are bigots.
I'll cop to that
yeah.
for minivans.
Yeah, for minivans.
Yeah, pretty much. All
right.
Second class citizens all the way. Okay,
so that was my
so they had
story.
Two llamas in here.
Yeah,
I'm good. Pretty sure that would constitute well, animal cruelty or abuse or like were they seat belted in? Could you tell?
Well, no, I don't know if it would be animal cruelty.
Yeah,
they probably
I don't think
had
it would
AC,
be animal
dude. I mean,
cruelty.
That was probably like the most pimpous ride those llamas
yeah,
have ever
Yeah, they
had.
Probably were enjoying themselves. But
that's like a sleigh ride out on the highway, dude. Just like, up in llamas, time to go.
That's like something out of like a Cheech and Chong film.
It kind of was when I saw it because I was all delirious and I looked over and I was like, huh. wait a minute, am I high? Did I just see a llama in their van? And then, and I wouldn't have believed it. I don't know if I wouldn't have believed it, or if I would have believed it, unless I hadn't seen that license
so
plate.
So what was the license plate?
Llama Poo.
Poo. P-O-O or P-U?
P-U.
So if anyone's listening out there and you want to
report
them? If
it's you, if you're the ones and your license plate is Llama Poo, bring them by. I wanna ride on a llama.
May I make a comment on personalized license plates?
Yeah, go right
okay,
ahead.
I saw plenty of these down here.
I hate personalized license plates. No, they are for these like snobby, like so. It's like I've just known an overabundance of rich kids that get them. One and then two.
Shut up. Don't. Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Miller over there in the corner.
And they're always cutesy pie when it's the young kids exactly, that have them on the expensive cards. Uh-huh. Like,
what was yours, Mike, in high school?
Mikey M. M-I-K-E-Y-M.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I had the choice. I could have said no, but I wanted it. So.
My boyfriend's brother's ex girlfriend who just graduated from high school.
Your boyfriend's brother's ex-girlfriend. Okay, so it took a second to process.
She's like a doctor's. She's the daughter of a doctor, and she drives this brand new, like, blue Subaru, and her license plate says Blue Baru.
Blue Baru?
Yes. And it's just, it's one of those things that drives me butt crazy, because it's either these people who are so obsessed with something that they have to put it all over. You know, it's like, like llama poo. Yeah. Like, who gives a shit that you like llamas? How about the two sitting in the back? It's clear enough that you like llamas because you have.
And we all know there's going to be llama poo in the back of that minivan.
I know. I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's like, I just think it's one of those just gay things. It's two groups of people for me. It's either the young rich kids or it's the people who have nothing else in their life except for, I
their
love
cats.
Llamas.
And their cats.
Or stuff like that. And it's just like,
okay,
get over yourself.
I'm making another
find
broad,
another hobby. Do something.
I'm going to make another broad generalization here. The majority of PT cruisers that I have seen all have these cutesy, my cruiser.
Yeah.
Cruising.
Yeah, you're right.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
I that.
See that all
can
the
I,
time on
I,
this car.
Can I just say that, okay, I'm going to try and defend the personalized plates, but only one group.
Why, Mikey?
And that is, and well, no, I'm not. That's gay. That was really, no. I'm gonna say, as a business owner,
you're saying gay as in it sucks. Not
as
gay
in,
as
yeah,
in,
as
okay.
in, as in that was
just
lame.
Defining our terms.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No. I lost my train of thought, dude.
You're gonna try to defend the personal license plates, and I'm pretty sure Kristen and I are gonna jump on you here. In a
well,
minute.
No. Well, okay. Sure.
I might actually be okay with this because I saw where he was going.
As a business owner, I want to get a license plate for my trailer that says Spinning Tunes.
Okay.
Because I'm spinning tunes on the records and my
a friend of
vehicle's
mine.
Spinning. Like, I think as a business one, and eventually I could get Spinning Tunes 1, Spinning Tunes 2, so if I had multi outfits, I could send out different trailers.
Yeah.
Now, having said that,
right.
I understand that it is completely and utterly wrong in my eyes to get a personalized plate now. Like, I'm off the personal plate thing. I will never get one.
I have
a
friend who is getting a personalized license plate. He owns.
Do we know this person?
Yes. Kind of.
Should we be nice?
He has his own fitness business, and he's just recently changed the names, and he now has a license plate that reflects that called that says Inner Body.
Okay.
That's the name of his business.
If you own a business.
Yeah. And it doesn't bother me. When I heard him say he was getting that, because I had this preconceived notion that I hate personalized license plate, but that actually is something that doesn't bother me, although it's hard to know that that's what it's for when you're just driving, you know, as a random person who sees it, but it's one of those things, like, I'm like,
okay,
maybe he'll get the things on the side of the car too, and it'll match.
You brought up the second part of my defense.
Okay.
It is only okay if you have it on your business's mode of transportation where your business name is visible and can be read, and your license plate may be connected to your business, and it will make sense.
Yeah.
So there needs to be a context.
I can't put Vibes Alive on my Jeep and not pull my trailer, because Vibes Alive won't. Nobody will understand that, and I will cause accidents from people trying to go Vibes Alive. Ooh, I wonder what the
I
fuck
wonder
that was.
If he if sells they could even vibrators. Real,
yeah, if they could even figure out that it was Vibes Alive, because that's the name of my business. So
yeah, that,
anyhow,
yeah, it's tough. But
if
do
I
you
were
sell
to get
vibrators?
The person,
it's more
exactly.
acceptable for a
you
business because
yeah.
it is, you know, yeah, it is, mind. It's getting your name out there. Whatever.
Sorry,
I don't have
Tito,
a business. I don't care.
That works. Okay, so personalized plates
for the business. But other than that, tools.
Yeah, complete tools.
And I'll admit I was a tool back when I had it.
Yeah,
so,
he
okay,
was.
So for those of you taking notes
you
on the
hair.
On the Matt, Mike, and Kristen manifesto, personalized plates,
back,
unless
baby.
You have a business and there's a context with
it. But
are
you
shut up and listen to me!
You should have seen your eyes when I said that.
Scared the shit out of me. I'm like, no more mutton chops. No more.
No, not the
are we
not
talking
the facial
about him back
hair.
With the mutton chops?
No, not the facial hair, but
yeah.
the long the
how much of a tool he
hair.
Used to look like.
You were
the a
hair
tool
with
tool.
The oh
the
God,
mushroom
dude.
Cut kind of.
I used to spend like 40 minutes every morning with my hair. It
40
was
minutes.
How?
Dude, you remember
that took
how much
40
hair
minutes?
I had in high school.
Well,
I
not
just
not all 40 minutes on the hair, I should say, but like I used to spend 40 minutes like after the shower, like. You know, I was
primping.
A fucking woman. Yeah.
See, it wasn't so much the hair that bothered me as the Jesus T-shirt and the Bible in the back pocket,
and the cross hanging around. No, I understand.
I didn't like the hair that was growing in everywhere else off outside of his head.
Specifically, the one the hair coming in between the eyebrows. That one you know.
Yeah, it was a little disconcerting.
Yeah, yeah.
Laser treatments
Boy,
are awesome.
Let's, yeah. Let's rag on Mike.
By the way, you look like you've groomed recently. Looks nice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I shaved for the party Friday night. So. I think that was the last time I shaved. Yeah, I was going to shave last night, but I was too tired.
Wow. Okay.
Well, thanks for the update.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, oh, she was the one commenting.
Yeah, okay. Rock on. So, so I got something real quick that kind of right. goes along with your trip to San Diego.
Nobody
cause
cares.
I just
no, go for it, dude. Go for it, man.
Sorry, Kristen.
Did you hear me?
So I was just gonna say.
Okay, what were you gonna say, dude?
I was just gonna say. I just took a trip down to San Diego as well with my wife.
You're not going
we flew down, and you know my sister, she's
she's. About San Diego. It's not like yours.
I'm listening, man. If I'm the only one,
are
I'm
you
listening.
Ready to apologize?
No.
Oh, dude, how long have you? How long? Kristen never wants to apologize.
You can do the whole show with my microphone.
So like I
like
said,
this.
We just took a trip down to San Diego, my wife and I. My sister's moving to Boston and we decided to we were going to
me, not you.
You might as well turn her back up, dude, if you're ever gonna get to the story.
What a fucking prima donna.
yes, I am. Thank you for
you
noticing.
Deserved it. Now shut up.
All right. I'll be quiet now. Oh, thank you.
That was a lot of
laughs. Okay, look, the long and the short of the story is I got a ticket driving
you
back.
You have a story?
Yes, I have a story. I got ticketed driving back this rental truck when I was down in near Sacramento, and it just
Tonopod.
Was,
oh,
Tonopod.
I've already heard this story. Why are you telling it again?
Because they haven't heard the story.
Dude, she knows how to press
Jesus
your buttons,
Jesus Christ,
man.
Queen Obvious.
She knows exactly how to press your buttons, dude.
Okay, if that's how we're going to play it tonight.
I think we're all playing nasty
it's
tonight,
on.
Dude. I think we're all playing a little nasty tonight. We haven't seen each other in a few days. We're kind of getting the
he seems
the
a little,
fuck you kinks
he,
out of here.
He's kind of got a bugaboo, too, tonight. I can see it. In
a bugaboo?
Yeah, a little
well,
bugaboo.
Well, I feel that.
Speaking of bugs, I got bit by a
dude,
spider
you got bit
an hour
by
ago?
A pretty goddamn big spider, dude.
I
look at the
know
gap between that.
You see that?
Those things.
Are you sure it wasn't a bat? Are you sure you're not a vampire now?
I was a vampire
get the
before.
Fuck away
What's
from
the big
me,
deal?
Man. You blood sucker.
No, I. And the crazy thing is, I think it was when Mike and I were watching this movie, and
well, it was. You got up and you started looking under the cushions, and I figured you had just flossed your keys or something. You're like, I just got bit by a spider.
Gross.
I'm trying to take a picture of it right now, but
it's
not
you
so
realize
long.
you grew up in Truckee, right? That's not. It's not really a big deal to get bitten by a spider.
Yeah, we had some nasty ass spiders.
I just would have liked to have had the spider say, "Hey, you're you're okay. sitting on me."
All right.
But it would have been in a spider voice. It would have been, "Hey, you're sitting on me." And then I would have said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And then probably I would have, you know, pulled one of those moves. And
well, no, he's pulling out the cushions like he's going to fucking find it. And I
are you sure it was a spider? Are you absolutely positive?
Maybe it was a vampire. I don't fucking know. Whoever it was, he ninja'd in and stealthed.
I don't know bites, but it looks like a spider bite to me. You can see where the thing actually sunk.
I know what my bite marks look like.
I'm sure Christian does, too. Wakes up in the morning and looks in the
don't
mirror.
Don't want to hear about it, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I have some stories.
I kind of would like to hear about it.
Okay. Let's go.
I'll tell you about it later.
Can I trouble you for some lotion and maybe some extra toilet paper?
How about in the other room?
I got some on hand.
Can we set Mike up somewhere else?
Well, as long as I can have my headphones on still.
I'll tell you what. Wait. I'll tell you. Let's take a quick break. You can go rub that easy one out real quick, and we'll be back.
Really easy.
Hey, this is Matt from the Matt, Mike, and Kristen Show, reminding you that you can email me your mom's phone number at mattmikeandkristen@yahoo.com.
Because his mom's dead.
It's awesome. It's funny because it's true.